Live now. All right, I think we are live. Good morning, everybody. I know, right? Hello. This is the Daily Dose of Hope Show with Hope Savara on Chrome and Steel Radio. Yes, you heard me correctly. It is Thursday morning, 9 a.m. Central Time. That means you're going to get a dose of hope to help you keep on trucking through the rest of the week. Good morning. Let me know as you are hopping on where you are tuning in from. Where are you coming? Where are you going to? Are you at home? Where is home? Drop it in the comment section and let us know. I am here this morning with one of my very good friends and who is also a truck driver, Robert Green. Hey, Robert, how are you this morning?
Hi, dear. Oh, I'm great. Woke up breathing, hurting, and it's cold, so it's good day.
Oh, I know. Well, you're in, hold on a second here. You're in Ohio, so you have crappy weather like I do. You're not too far away from me.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Okay, I got to ask, what is behind you? Are those fishing rods?
Yes. Hey, it's either that or my political views. Which one you want?
Well, go with the fishing rods. Just to
other people. I was going to say, I think this wall would do better than the other wall.
Love it. Well, I wanted to have Robert on this morning because as you all know, I talk a lot about physical health, mental health, life changes, how to keep moving forward despite the obstacles we're up against. And many of you know Robert was in a truck crash about a year ago, and that really literally derailed him. And he was back in the truck shortly after trucking, and now he's out of the truck again. And it looks like for the foreseeable future, several months to a year, he's not going to be driving. And I thought it would be helpful for other people, Robert, to hear what you're going through. One, because I think sometimes when we're in our own heads and in our own thoughts, it feels like we're all alone, and it feels like we're a special unicorn, and this has never happened to anybody else but us. I don't care what you are, a truck driver, a teacher, whoever, we kind of get in our own heads and we feel like we're the only person on the face of the planet that's struggling right now. And I wanted to have you on because there's a lot of crap going on in your life right now, and you're a pretty open book, but my hope is that by sharing your story today and us kind of chatting, you might be able to help another driver that might be struggling with anything. It might not be what you went through, but just struggling in general, and to help them realize that they can keep moving forward, because that's really what you're doing right now. You don't really have a choice. You're moving forward. So
I was going to say, I don't have a choice in this matter. I just get a hang, hold on and ride.
Exactly. Well, I want you to kind of start, for those of you that don't know Robert Green, Robert, how long you've been trucking for?
Oh God, I started in 85.
Okay. So Robert is a lifelong trucker. And can you just like re-explain to people what happened briefly last year, and just to kind of help us figure out where you're at today?
Okay. A year ago, September 10th, I'm going through Indianapolis, Indiana. Some guy thought it would be cool to park in the center lane of the freeway with no taillights, no four ways, no nothing on. And by the time I realized he wasn't moving, it was too late. There was nothing I could do. I cut left, tried to miss him, and I literally drove the motor of my truck back into the cab of the truck.
That's insane.
So I went from about 61 mile an hour, 62 mile an hour to a reverse motion in a little over a second. Did I luck out? Yeah.
I want to ask you something, Robert, because I remember talking to you when it happened, or after it, not when it happened, that would be weird. After it happened. And one of the things that you said to me, for whatever reason, has stuck with me. And you were like, I did everything right. Like, I was doing everything right. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because for people that are new drivers, I'm not a truck driver, but for people that are new drivers, I think that's a fear. Like, what happens if I get in an accident? How will I know, like, what to do? Like, can you, like, walk us through that?
At the time, your brain's going to go completely haywire. You're not going to know what ends up, what ends down. What you need to do is take 30 seconds. Collect your thoughts before you even try to move. I mean, you just changed. if it's a bad enough accident, you just changed your life in a little over a second. Your day's going along fine, and all of a sudden your day's done. Then you start assessing, where am I? What did I do? What did I hit? What hit me? You know, it's just a group of thoughts that run through your head, and you got to unscramble them as quick as you can, because now you're going to have to figure out, you know, God forbid there would have been a car in between me and the guy in front of me. That would have been a whole different issue. You know, I need to see if he's okay. I need to make sure I'm okay. I need to make sure in my case that I could even get out of my truck, which thank God for a cop, I could. He's the one that pried my door open. But you just have to back off and don't question. I mean, and you're going to, I have for a year. I've thought about it. I've replayed that day over and over in my head. What could I have done different? Really? Nothing. It was a beautiful day out. I just come off about a 14-15 hour break, so I had plenty of rest. I was going over to get loaded, and all it takes is one thing. And drivers will tell you that one of the first things we start looking for when we get into traffic is taillights to see what everybody's doing. You know, if somebody's on the brakes, if somebody's turning, trying to get over, you know. But
it, you know, listening to you, Robert, it makes me think like, okay, so crap happens in life regardless. You know, you're not just a truck driver, like crap happens. And what you just explained, at least when I'm listening, is kind of this whole process of we can never predict what's going to happen next in our lives. And we also can't avoid the inevitable. It's something is bound to happen. And that's not to say, oh, I should live being afraid my whole life. But I think one of the things that comes to mind, Robert, listening to your story, is that you have to have the tools in the toolbox to, when the moment arises, it's not a matter of if, it's usually when, it might not be a truck accident, to be able to go, like you said, I need to stop for a moment. I need to like collect my shit the best that I can, so I can enter into this, whatever it is, the best possible that I can.
That's it. I mean, I can even compare this to 10 years ago, 9 years ago, I got diagnosed with a disease that you get when you're a child. And it was like, okay. And I didn't have the coping mechanisms at that time to deal with it. And had I been through what I went through, I'd probably handled it a little different than I did.
Yeah.
But it's just one of them. You got to take what life throws at you. You either crawl inside your house, lock your doors and never come back out, or you back off and you look at it and say, this is what I've done all my life. Time to go pull my excuse the way I'm going to say this, pull my big girl panties up and go to work.
Well, you know, what comes to my mind when I'm listening to you say that is that exact statement. Like sometimes we just have to pull up our pants. We have to do what we got to do and move forward. And I think the challenge for drivers is that the fact that you are alone all the time. And so you were off for a while, and I know you talked to several people, but then you went back on the road again, and there's this constant replay in your head over and over and over again of the situation. And so I think one of the best things that we can do, because I've had some crappy stuff happen in my life, is we got to reach out and talk to people. We got to let people in. We got to let them know that, you know,
you better have a core of friends that you can talk to no matter what's going on. And I am lucky enough, I can count, you know, 7 or 8 drivers right now at the top of my head, and a few other people that aren't drivers, that I can pick up a phone and I can call and say, I'm about to go off the deep end here. You know, you have to have a core of friends that you trust enough to be able to tell them, hey, I'm having a bad day. Hey, I want to run, and there's not a driver out here that hasn't thought this. I'm going to run this truck out of the road and be done with my career. Mm-hmm. If you've been out here any time, that thought goes through your mind at some point. Is this worth being away from my family? I didn't watch my kids grow up. I get to miss the biggest part of my grandchildren growing up. But on the other hand, I wouldn't have what little bit I have now if it wasn't for the trucking industry.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get to play by rules. We get to play by this. We get to play by that. And everybody bitches and complains about it.
You know what, though, Robert? That's every single industry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I and I'm not trying to say that to discount that, but I think one of the things we have to remember is, like, in a different way, we're all dealing with shit. We're all dealing with stuff internally and externally. And I, a friend one time used the phrase special unicorn. And this is not to insult anybody, but I think
it works.
We get in our own head sometimes where it's like, we think that we are some sort of special unicorn, different from everybody else. And although our situation may be unique, it doesn't mean it's not similar to what the rest of the entire world is going through. It just so happens that it looks a little bit different. And I say that not to discount or water down anything, but rather to help us see that, you know, there are other people out there just like you. And I think that's kind of also what you're saying, Robert, is have more friends, reach out to people and recognize that, you know, there are things that you can do to help move the needle forward in your mental and physical well-being. And you don't have to do this alone. I have family members that are not truckers, but they are rough and tough to the very bitter end. And getting it through their head in the nicest way possible that you don't have to travel this life alone. You don't have to fear whatever's going on in your life all by yourself. You don't win. God or whoever it is for you at the end of the day does not give you a Boy Scout or Girl Scout badge because you carried the cross alone. Like it doesn't work that way. And so now today you're not driving, Robert.
And no, I am not.
Can you kind of explain to people, because you were very open and that's why I wanted to have you on today, because this has been a complete upheaval for you, not driving. Can you just kind of bring us through like what you're going through, the mental stuff, but also like, what are you holding on to? What are you doing to help you see this through?
To see this through, like I said, I have a core group of friends that the trucking industry don't make me who I am. My family, my immediate family, I don't have very much family. But my friends are more family than anything. July, I noticed I was starting to have problems with my arms. And I come home, went seeing the doctor. He had me go look or have a CAT scan run. And come to find out, in the accident, I rebroke an old injury in my neck. So it was like, that put me into a tailspin. And no matter how bad your day is, look around. I promise you're going to find somebody that's having a hell of a lot worse day than you ever thought about. Mm-hmm. You know, and if you don't believe me, most cities have a children's hospital. Go down there and just walk around in the halls. You're either going to get over it or you're going to get under it. And what I mean by that is you'll let it'll run over you. I put together videos for guys to keep my brain sane. I talk to people. I get up. I move around. They don't want me lifting right now, so that's kind of a kicker. But I'll run up and down the stairs. You know, how many times can you climb a set of stairs in a day? Hey, I've figured out you can do quite a few. And when you're as big as I am, you're packing some extra weight up the stairs, so that helps too.
Yeah, it's a workout. It's definitely a workout.
It's just you have to clear your mind. And there's going to be times, I mean, that your brain just says, I'm done. I'm through. I can't deal with this. And you get alone. You do whatever you have to get your brain back in the gear of, you know, I'm going to get through this one way or another. Me and my wife's always had a saying, we're kind of like cats. You know, you take a cat and you throw it up in the air and it's going to land on its feet no matter how you throw it. Yeah, we land on our feet some way or other every time. So, you know, the best advice I can give anybody, no matter how attentive you are, something will happen in your career. And the longer you're out here, the shorter the safety net for that is. You know, I'd been out here 30 plus years. I'd only had one major accident, and that was when I'd been driving about 6 months and was cocky and stupid, and I rolled a semi.
Wow.
But it was one of them. And did I think I was invincible? Nah, I knew I could get it. But in the back of my mind, you kind of get that feeling going, hey, I'm cocky. I got this shit. Well, somebody showed me I didn't have this shit. And now it's same deal. I went and bought another truck. Had it financed through Peterbilt. Thank God for Peterbilt. I come home on the last day of July. I know that 28th to the last day, somewhere in there. And I hung onto the truck for another 2 months. And about 2 weeks ago, I called Peterbilt. And I said, you got to come get this. I can't go in debt any further than I already am. And that was a kick in the face. I've had a truck since for the last 20 years. And it was like my safety net was being pulled away from me. But it's not. I can go to work as a company driver someplace. I don't work and play well with people. So, you know, I don't do good with people barking orders at me. But what I'm saying is just clear your head. Have a group of friends that you can trust. You can call and tell them anything. You know, I'm going to be gross here. If you got hemorrhoids, make sure you can talk to them about that. You know,
yeah, it's someone that you can be vulnerable with, and somebody somebody that's in your corner no matter what. And I think that's critical, Robert, for anybody. And we get in our own head, and especially as drivers, or as like, I work at home a lot, so it's like I'm by myself all the time. All of a sudden you recognize that, when is the last time I actually talked to a human being? And we think we can do it on our own, but we as humans, we're like pack animals. We actually thrive, not in huge, huge groups, believe it or not, but we actually thrive in small packs. We're like a wolf. And we need those core group of people that can support us, because our biological warfare, our welfare, is built that way. And you said something about this idea of like, you have to get over it or you're going to go under it. And then you also said something about this idea of like, there's somebody worse than you. And a friend of mine many years said to me, Hope, you need to live life with the pull-up mentality. You look down to pull the people up with you, and recognize when you do that, there will always be someone above you pulling you up as well. And that comes back to surrounding ourselves with the right people, and looking out to those people and asking for help. Nobody is a mind reader, maybe like five people on the planet. So it is our job, no matter how dark of a place we are, like, just know, saying help. And like, the greatest thing about cell phones now is you don't even have to say it. You can text it. You can make an emoji that says help with a sign, like just reaching out. There are people out there that love you and support you and want to help you. September was just Suicide Prevention Month. And I've been there. I've been at that rock bottom where I thought that that was my only option. And for whatever reason, the universe had different plans for me. And I don't take that for granted. I don't take that for granted. And then that's part of the reason why I love talking about mental health and physical health so much, because if we don't have our health, what do we have? If all of things are taken away from us, and I just think, Robert, you're in that position right now where it's like your carpet was taken out from under you. And what are you doing now? I just talked to you, 2 weeks ago, and it was like, focusing on your physical health, focusing on your mental health, because without that, that's it. Get them over.
Yeah. You're going to, without your mental health, you are going to make mistakes. And when you are in semis, a mistake doesn't just impact you on the road. It can impact a bunch of people in a bunch of ways. You know, like I said about the crash, God forbid there would have been a car in between me and him. Mm-hmm. You know, because I hit him hard enough. I drove the motor back in the cab with me. Yeah, I would have hated to see what was left of the car. You know, and did I have a major mind screw when I went back out? Oh, yeah. You talked to me when I went back out and asked me how I was doing. It was like, well, the one benefit was where I wrecked my truck, I had to force myself to drive through there going to pick up the other truck. And it was like, it was hard, but you got over it. Yeah. You know, and as far as suicide, been there, thought that, tried it, didn't work out for whatever reason. And the more I think about it, the more arrogant that makes me, because yeah, your pain ends. Who'd you pass it off to?
Exactly.
Your kids, your grandkids, your wife, it's your husband.
Else. It's everybody yeah. else. And you know, the whole mind itself is absolutely unbelievable. And the fact that like, so 95% of our thoughts, Robert, are all based on the past. So we mm-hmm. think between 60 and 70,000 thoughts a day. And by the age 35, only 5% of our conscious mind is working on like the new, if that makes sense. So that means yeah. everything else is all on repeat. So if we don't change our environment, or if we don't force ourselves to say today is going to be a good day, or I'm going to find the good in things or do something different, we're just going to keep repeating the mindset and the thoughts, or replaying the events. We've all done it. It's like something happened, someone said something or did something, and we replay it in our head the next like 5 days, like 900 times every day. We keep replaying it in our head. That leaves no opportunity for something new to happen.
Right.
Because we are just literally following in that repeat. That's how people go 10, 20, 30, 40 years and are like, I'm still unhappy. I never made a change. And so partly I look at this opportunity, Robert, as we can either focus on the one bad thing that happened, because what happened to you was absolutely crappy, absolutely horrible. Or we can look at all of the other good things that are still happening to us and that were right. happening before as we move forward.
But obviously, we just didn't see it then.
Exactly. And now you're like, you've seen your grandkids, your son, your wife more, and whether or not she wants to see more. But there are other.
We positives. Can do away with the son thing. We can like, okay, time for you to go someplace.
Is he still, at your house?
I love him. I love him. I love him. But it's like.
So I challenge listeners out there today. If your mind is on repeat, and you keep on replaying all the negative things, all the people that have wronged you, all the crappy stuff. If all that comes out of your mouth is all the crappy truck stops are out there and how this and that is going bad. And I mean, it's everywhere. It's not just in the trucking community. But my point is, if that's all that's consuming you tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day, I'm not just saying this from opinion. This is based on facts and science. Your brain will just continue down that path. Yep. Unless you consciously disrupt that pattern and you say, today, I am going to think about something good. That's why things like journaling or like listening to more positive music or calling your friends that can pull you out of the trenches because you don't know what they're going to say. And or being that friend that's like, Robert, get your shit together. This is crappy, but let's see how we can move forward. You have to have those types of tools, or it's going to be 5, 10, 20 years later, and it's still the same thing. And that's not because yeah. life is crappy. It's because that's all you're choosing to focus on is the crappy parts of life.
Yeah.
And I promise you, there is no person on this planet where every part of your life is bad. I don't believe it.
No, I'm an ex addict, which I've never hid that fact to anybody. I mean, back in the day, we did it to make more money, and then it becomes a habit, and then it becomes a really nasty habit, and then it either takes you away or you beat the addiction. Well, I beat the addiction. And it was, you know, I could focus on that. I could focus on this, you know. My wife says something. What's the definition of insanity? Repeating the same action over and over and expecting different outcomes. You know, you asked me about the fishing rods behind me. That's comical. I put new line on them 5 years ago. Up until I come home this time, they'd never been in the water. I had to put new line on them again before I could even go fish with them. It was like, what are you doing? You know, yeah, you're making a living for your family, but is it all about that? Mm-hmm. You know,
you're not making a life. You're not taking that time. Now you are. And so even if I know you're planning to go back trucking, but right now you get this opportunity, as crappy as it was delivered to you, you get an opportunity to do those things.
To wake up. To enjoy the things, walk through the house. You know, my wife has cats. Yeah, I walk through the house. It's like, okay, cat, normally. Now I'll sit down and I'll rub them. I'll scratch their belly. Don't do that, by the way. You know, but it's just one of them. You either rise above it or go under it, like I said. And I'm choosing not to go under it. Will I make some decisions while I'm off this time? I've made decisions already that I did not like. They hurt. You know, you're going to have to make decisions that hurt. But on the other hand, if you don't make the decisions, something will make them for you. You know, people need to, like you said, find the good things in life. Anybody that knows me knows I run dedicated into California for the last 3 years. Pretty much the same route. Okay, everybody's like, you don't get bored? No, I don't care if I stop in the same place. It's going to look different every time you stop. So back off, look, see what you can find different. You know, take, you know, by law, we have to take a 30-minute break. Yeah. Take an extra half hour, take an hour, get out of your truck, walk around, move around. You know, you see a creek, walk over to the creek, watch the water, see if there's fish in the water. You know, don't let your job become your life. Don't let your job define who you are, because the minute you do that, you lose sight of everything. And yes, that is speaking from experience. 4 years ago, I left the house, kissed my wife goodbye, and I seen her 9.5 months later. It got to the point we wouldn't even talk on the phone. I mean, we went months without even speaking to each other. And was it my fault? Yeah, because I'd let life get in the way. So, you know, like I said, find the happiness, find a happy place. You know, it sounds sad. And right now, it's hard to find one. You know, you got to have a mask on. You got to do this. You got to be 6 foot. You can't do this. You can't do that. I'm sorry. Hope you've met me. You know me, honey. I don't follow the mask thing. Yes, I have them. No, I don't wear them. My choice. If I see you and I look at you, I will ask you, is it okay to hug you? Because that's what I do, is I hug people. And it's like, you know, it's just, you got to find something to make you happy.
Finding that, like 15 plus years ago, I was an addict, a recovering addict, will be forever a recovering addict. And I as well, don't hide it. And struggle with depression and anxiety, social anxiety, all that kind of stuff. People are like, hope you have social anxiety. Like, you talk to people in big crowds. I'm like, I know. But I think one of the things that you said is not letting it define you, not letting the fact that you're a truck driver define you. And
right.
It makes me think of, and I can't remember who the famous singer was, it'll come to my mind. There was an article in a magazine many years ago, and in kindergarten, his teacher asked what he wants to be when he grows up. And he wrote on the sheet, he says, I'm going to be myself. And the teacher says to him, I don't think you understand the question. And then the kid says, no, I don't think you understand the question. And like, we are who we are. And I think about that story because yes, you're a truck driver. Yes, I teach yoga, fitness, and wellness. Yes, someone's a teacher. Yes, someone is the clerk at a truck stop. But if we let that only define us, we are going to be bound to the limitations of that definition. Meaning, right. Oh, a truck driver is this. Oh, I should be that. Or, oh, I should be complaining because everyone else is, that every truck stop is crappy, or everybody wants my money, or everything is too expensive. I mean, it consumes you. Like, be more than that. Be better than that. Be like, you have breath in your body. You have feet on this earth. I always tell myself, until that day comes where my life is taken, I still have purpose here. When I lost my daughter, I had to say to myself, after many weeks of major grief and loss, I looked at myself in the mirror and I said, Hope, there has to be a reason why she's not here and you are. There has to be a reason. And so every day I wake up and I remind myself that I have a choice. I have a choice to see all the crappy that happens, or I have a choice to go, how can I find the good? And sometimes we have to look for it. Sometimes we have to look really hard. Sometimes the only thing that I feel like is really great that day is when I look over at someone in the line at the checkout and they smile at me. Or I say hi to somebody and all of a sudden it's a 3-minute conversation. And I think to myself, wow, I hope I made their day. Or whatever it is, like, there are so many good things in this life. When somebody waves to you, when they pass you in your truck, instead of flick you off or don't look at you at all. Like, these are all opportunities. I look at them as blessings that we can say, life is good. Life is good. And if we're so in our head and so in these repeat thoughts that keep happening and replaying the past, usually the bad stuff, we're never going to see that stuff. And there is no job change. There is no amount of money. There is no nothing that's going to make you see happy if you're not right now.
Right. Right. Matthew McConaughey, the year he got an Emmy or an Oscar, he said something that was really cool. He said one of his teachers asked him who his hero was. He said, let me think about it. And he come back and he said, did you think about it? And he said, yeah, my hero's me 5 years from now. You know, 5 years later, he asked him the same question. He said, did you catch your hero? He said, no, it's me 5 years from now. Always keep something in front of you to go toward. You know, you have to, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time, you know. That's how you get through life. You go through one thing at a time. Now, am I going to say I don't get depressed? Oh, hell no. Am I going to say I don't get mad? Ooh, no. I got anger issues. Like I said earlier, I don't work and play well with others. But for the most part, if you can't find something good in life each day, you're going to be miserable. You're going to be that grouchy old guy that's on the corner yelling, get off my lawn. You know, I don't want to be that person. And that's what you got to look at in life. And right now, even more important with all this, like I said earlier, social distancing and all this, you said it too. Humans are pack animals. We're used to interacting with people and they're trying to take that from us. You know, whether it be COVID related or flu related or whatever, you know, it's just one of them. I choose not to live in that fear. Something's going to kill me. Something will take me out of this world. That's the only guarantee I got in life. But how I live here is on me, plain and simple.
Robert, you said something that I actually was just thinking about myself the other day. And I think for people that have been to rock bottom or have had things happen to them that were, you know, a little bit larger than the typical day, I think to myself too, like I choose not to live in fear, whether it's financial fear, whether it's, you know, health fear, whether it's with my kids. I mean, I'm not the parent, you know, at the lake going, oh my gosh, you're like 5 feet away from the pier. You need a life jacket on. Like my kids can swim. Obviously, if it's like wavier than hell and the weather's bad, like I'm not an idiot. But my point is, living in fear is only going to keep you from the opportunities. And I believe that all good things are on the other side of fear. All yeah. good things are on the other side of you doing something different. Like you said, the definition of insanity, but here's the great thought. And we'll kind of wrap up here today. If you want something different than you have right now, the only way to get it is to do something different than what you have been doing. Think about that for a second.
Yeah.
You can't get anything different than what you have unless you do something different. Anything. Get out and walk around your truck. If you're feeling stiff and you want to lose some weight or you want to eat better, go in the truck stop with a mindset, not saying all they sell is crappy food, because I promise you, I've been in many truck stops. And I have gone on searches and you got to look for it, but there are good items in there. Are there a lot? Not all the time, but stop saying that there's nothing. If you feel like you're alone, pick up the gall darn phone and call somebody, for gosh sakes. Stop yeah. waiting for people to call you. They're not a mind reader. Call them. If you're feeling whatever it is, just know that if you want something different, if you want a different outcome, if you want to make more money, have more success, enjoy your family more, have more friends, whatever it is, be healthier, do something different than what you're doing right now. And I say that to empower you. And I say that to help you see that there are so many things within your control that you can change, improve, and work on today. Don't have to do them all. That'll overwhelm you. Don't fix everything. Don't change everything today. Just focus on one small thing. What can yep. I do today to move the needle forward in my life so I can move towards that person I want to be in 5 years from now?
Yep. I can tell them one thing. Until you're healthy here, up here, you know, right here, I don't care what you do. You're not going to make the changes in your body you want to. And like I've said, there's a lot of people that know me. They know what I look like. I look like a beach ball with feet. But
I love you, Robert, still.
Have you ever seen
or a bean pole?
Have you ever seen a beach ball that can grab his feet and touch the floor? Is no, my question. Not.
Except for you.
Yes, and that's thanks to the lady on the other side.
Well, I appreciate that, Robert. And I just do what I do every day because I want to see people succeed. And yeah. I want to see drivers like I stumbled across a total disclosure. I stumbled across the trucking industry by chance. And 3 years ago, what I was doing and the things I was going towards, I knew that that's not where I belonged, truly belonged, but I didn't know where my next step was. I didn't know where I was supposed to go. And then I showed up at a small business thing here in my small farming town. And I showed up, started talking to this guy. He was from Illinois. And the next thing I knew, I was in the trucking industry. And I have to believe that that night was supposed to happen exactly the way it was supposed to happen. Because what I'm doing today and the people I get to work with, truck drivers, are the most awesome, amazing people. And I feel like I'm where I belong. And so I know I'm not a driver, but I feel like this is where I belong. And it all happened because I decided to do something different. I decided to go and make a change. I went somewhere I normally don't go. Like I said, I have social anxiety. I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know anybody there. What is it going to be like? What am I going to talk about? I almost didn't go. And my husband's like, just come with me. And I went. And because I changed my everyday habits every day, I met somebody there. We started an endeavor that has now completely changed my life. Do I still have challenges and obstacles? And am I making millions of dollars? Hell no. But I'm happy and I'm loving doing it. And I get to help people and I get to have friends like Robert and I get to talk to you all here. So what are you going to do today to change the cycle that you have been in over and over and over again? What one small change are you going to make? Can you get out of your truck and walk around your truck on your break today? Can you walk into the truck stop and smile at the clerk that's going to check you out versus giving them a horrible look because, ugh, you don't like this truck stop for whatever reason? Can you call somebody and just say, hey, whether you're having a bad day or not, disrupt the cycle that you always do so that you get something different?
Yeah, I'll agree with that 100%.
Robert, any final words for our drivers out there? What can we leave them with today?
Like Bill Weaver says, shake a stranger's hand. This is going to sound really weird. All of us get wrong numbers that call us. Be nice to them. Don't be an ass. If nothing else, when they hang the phone up, they're going, what the hell was that? You know, it's fun. It just get out of your own head. That's it right there. Get out of your own damn head. Don't let what's bugging you run you down all day. And I've been guilty of that. And here lately, I've been guilty of that. It's just, you take what God throws at you or the world throws at you or whoever's throwing it at you at the time and you turn it around and turn it into a positive instead of a negative.
I love it. I love it. So keep on trucking, keep on moving forward. And remember, it's the small, simple changes that add up over time to give you that person that you want to be in 5 years from now, to help you keep driving towards wherever it is that you want to go with a little bit more positive mindset. Today, catch yourself smiling. Just smile because. And if your mind says, that's so dumb, nobody's in my truck, smile. It is hard for your brain to think negatively when you're smiling. Again, it's a chemical thing. It's a psychological, neurological thing. Smile, hum. There's research that says humming makes people happier. Listen to good music. Don't throw on stuff that always makes you feel depressed. You know, you have control over all these things. I want to give a big shout out to Davy Crockett, TA Petro in Greenville, Tennessee. They are our sponsors for Daily Dose of Hope, and they are our sponsors here at Chrome and Steel Radio. Please stop in. Please give them a thumbs up. Please make sure you follow them on Facebook. They also carry our Stiff Mother Trucker pain relief cream here over at Yoga. Thank you so much. This little tube helps me help more drivers. So if you haven't checked us out, please do so at stiffmothertrucker.com. You get free shipping, you get free samples, free stickers, all sorts of fun stuff. And most importantly, you get a little bit of pain relief along the way. So with that in mind, thank you guys so much. Never lose hope. Never lose hope that there's an opportunity out there for you to do better, be better, and continue to grow. Until next time, goodbye, my friends.
Bye, guys.